This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So for this week, what we get for number five?
Mercury is in retrograde. Alert the masses. And that is detrimental for a variety of reasons. So if you're having any type of miscommunications or misunderstandings, it could be due to Mercury, because that is supposed to be the planet rules communication. And so what it means is that it appears to be moving backwards because of the orbits of both the Earth and then Mercury. And it happens like 3 to 4 times a year. And it's tied to a lot of different astrological beliefs. But yeah, apparently things can get kind of weird. People are saying they're losing emails. They're having fallout with friends. And we got 3 weeks, dude. 3 freaking weeks till March 28th. And it's going to be retrograde this whole time. So if you observe any of those bizarre behaviors, blame it on that planet.
Does this happen to any other planet or just Mercury?
That's a good question. It does happen to other planets, just with the synchronization of different orbits, because we're all moving around the sun at different rates. But I think because Mercury is tied back to communication, take that with a grain of salt, obviously. But I think this is the only one that messes with our ability to function in normal human society, I guess. I don't put a lot of weight into that stuff, but I will say I did have a pretty significant miscommunication last night.
Ooh,
so
what happened?
There's a miscommunication of sorts between me and somebody else, and then it was confusing. And I woke up today and we tried to hash it out, and it was like, oh man, it was so simple, but we just miscommunicated it last night. So,
well, I'm glad everything got sorted out.
yeah, thanks. Me too.
What we get for number four?
Man, Southwest Airlines are going to Hawaii. They just announced on Monday that airline is going to start taking people out to the islands, and they're doing like pretty sweet sales on stuff. There was like $49 one-way fare to the West Coast, which is pretty outrageous. Obviously, I love Hawaii. Every time I go there, I'm like, what? Why don't I live here? There's also some pretty sweet deals from, you guessed it, Chicago. But man, I freaking love Hawaii, and it's crazy. I don't know, I guess I just assumed that Southwest went there because Hawaii is to the south and the west of the United States. So it kind of makes sense for that airline to go there, but I guess they didn't until just now. But it's exciting because I freaking love Hawaii. You been?
No, never been to Hawaii, but I'm a little shocked that airlines don't go to certain places. I thought airplanes went everywhere, or at least they could, right?
Right. I think there were just other airlines that went out there, and Southwest just didn't do it. They're also doing like inter-island routes as well, which is launching on April 28th. But you know, Southwest is great. They're flexible. You can check a bag free. They're just nice folks. You know, always enjoy my time with Southwest. And now you can get out to paradise.
What we get for number three?
Yeah, we've got Mardi Gras going on this past week, and so a lot of search interest in Google around how to get in on the celebration. So it's Mardi Gras in the United States, Carnival, or however you want to pronounce it, in other parts of the world, not just in New Orleans. And it is a Christian holiday. It's a popular cultural phenomenon. And there's a variety of different celebrations. Beads, which I guess is my most closely associated with it, with the New Orleans culture. But it first took place back in 1699. There were some French explorers. They came to New Orleans or around present-day New Orleans and got pretty stoked up around there. But there's also some weird traditions as well. There's like a king cake, and then inside of the king cake, there's just like a plastic baby. And whoever finds the plastic baby is supposed to like have luck and prosperity, but it's so weird and pretty creepy. But I think it's really funny and cool. It's like a very bizarre tradition that they have. But yeah, it was taking place this past week, and a lot of search interest, especially around Louisiana, where that is kind of centered.
See, I only know Mardi Gras for drinking a lot. I didn't know it's like it had right. All this other stuff.
Yeah, drinking plastic babies inside of cakes.
I didn't. I didn't know about the plastic babies. So how big is the plastic baby? Is it small? Like, could you choke on it?
Yeah, yeah, you could choke on it. It's pretty small. It's very weird. I had an old coworker that was, like, really into the Creole culture and grew up in New Orleans, and she made us a king cake one time, and I'm just like, you got to be kidding me, man. There's, like, a tiny little fetus in here. It's just so weird. But I don't know. It's part of the tradition. It's supposed to give you luck, so it should be exciting. And whoever finds the baby is the king or the queen for the evening. I don't really know what that means. I mean, they get to order other people around.
Right. I hope they do, because that would make it extra special.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Yeah, Google it. Check it out. It's weird.
What we get for number two?
We got International Women's Day. Happy International Women's Day. Today is the day. Google's got a pretty sweet doodle going on right now. You should go check that out. But, yeah, it's an exciting day. It's March 8th. I think it's March 8th. Yeah, every single year it's March 8th. And it's just, you know, according to the website, social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women, they're all being celebrated today. But obviously we celebrate those today, not just on March 8th. But it's awesome. It's international. There's tons of events going on across the country right now and across the world. You can go to internationalwomensday.com to see what's going on in your area. But it's fun. It's definitely cool.
Will we get parades?
I think that there's probably some parades going on. But, I mean, hey, you got to go to the website. Well, the origination of International Women's Day, it started in 1909, and it started with March of sorts. 15,000 women marched in New York City, and they were demanding fair wages and labor standards and voting rights. And so it started out much more of just like fighting for equal rights and things like that. So now it's more of a celebration of all the achievements and how far we've come. But there's obviously a lot of work to do, but I hope there's some parades. I love a good parade.
I hope there's parades, because I need a parade.
Oh, great. Do you? And that's just to buoy your spirits, or you're just a big parade fan?
Just a big parade fan. I just like going out, seeing the floats. I think it's more of a Thanksgiving thing, though.
Sure. Hey, maybe next year you can get one started in Chicago, man. Just have giant figures, float style.
What we get for number one?
You know, we got Luke Perry, unfortunately, who passed away this past week after suffering a stroke. And, you know, every time that somebody passes away, people turn to Google to understand who they were, what their legacy was, and Luke was kind of shot to fame on Beverly Hills 90210. He's also in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, most recently in Riverdale, and he was only 52 years old, so it's certainly pretty sad, but a lot of search interest this past week around Luke and his legacy that he leaves behind, which is very sad.
Yeah, I heard they were going to reboot Beverly Hills 90210. They were going to reboot that one. And they're bringing all the old cast, too. And he was supposed to be in it. And I wonder what they're going to do with that now that he passed away.
Yeah, that is tough. Can't really replace him. He was pretty vital to that show.
And in Riverdale, too. He was the dad to Archie. I know that every episode is now going to be dedicated, or the remaining episodes for the season will be dedicated to Luke Perry. So, I mean, that's all nice. But I'm curious. What are they going to do with the show? And how did he pass away? It was just a stroke? Did they say what brought it on?
Yeah, it was a sudden stroke, and then died after, like an immediate death, I don't think. But yeah, it was due to the stroke, which is like a blood clot in the brain. And yeah, so it was pretty sudden. I mean, to be 52 and suffer a stroke, it's pretty rare.
Yeah, that's he was young too. 54 or 52?
52.
52.
Well, I think mine said notes here, I have 52.
Yeah, it's probably 52. It was one or the other.
Yeah, something around there. Still way, 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 way too young. Reading here, it actually says there was another of 90210 that actually returned in 2008, which ran for another 5 seasons. So they're going to do a reboot, a double reboot, I guess. That's pretty wild.
And that's a double reboot. What is this? They didn't do right the first time. I wonder if with his death, they're going to be like, oh, man, we can't do it now. Because he was an intricate part of the entire series, or the original series. So how are they going to do it now?
I don't think that they can.
Well, Justin, what did we get for the most watched YouTube video of the week?
We've got the Game of Thrones Season 8 official trailer, which means nothing to me because I've never seen Game of Thrones. And, you know, the thing is, kind of a bummer. I kind of wish that I had, and I wish that I was up to date. But it's like, I don't really have like 45 hours of my life to just dedicate to watching a show. I feel like I kind of missed the boat originally. And then Season 7 was like, I can't really catch up, so I just kind of gave up. But I watched the trailer. It means nothing to me because I'm not really sure what's happening, but it looks pretty freaking epic. There's lot of stuff going on, some death, some boats, some war, a lot of tension and a lot of excitement. So I know people are super juiced up. It's coming up back on April 14th. It's exciting. It's definitely a polarizing moment in pop culture, but something I can't really take place in, fortunately.
Well, I believe this is the series finale, so I was thinking, because I myself, surprise, surprise, I've never really sat down and watched Game of Thrones. So maybe I will now that it's over. I like fantasy stuff. I like sci-fi stuff. But for me, this was more politics than fantasy. I wanted more dragons, and they didn't give me enough dragons to satisfy my needs.
Oh, interesting. So you did try to watch, but it wasn't really tickling your fancy?
Exactly. Like it needs more dragons, but it was more politics. Sure. It was more about, like, you know, hierarchies and, you know, people doing this and doing that, and they have to kill somebody else to gain more power. And I'm like, is this a documentary? Is this how it was?
Right.
I need the magic.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. And it was very complicated. You got to really pay attention and figure out what's going on. So obsessed. It's crazy, man. I mean, everybody watches it. It's unbelievable. I'm surprised you don't. This does feel right up your alley. But yeah, that makes sense. More dragons. Come on, HBO. Give us some more dragons. Give Mason to watch.
I think they couldn't budget it in. That's what I think.
Right. Yeah. Dragons are expensive.
Pretty much. Dragons are expensive. Well, thank you, Justin, for joining me. I really appreciate you being here, man.
Yeah, always a pleasure. See you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.